GM Jerry Jones does a sit-down with Norm Hitzkus every Friday morning at 10:10 to talk Cowboys football. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbanks Chevrolet and Brennan Mortgage. Only on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
6:11 is the time. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hardline. Good evening, everybody. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
And we are joined by the remainder of the crew, the Cobra, Danny Paul, Ty Walker, in for Kevin Scott today with The Ticket Ticker. Justin Neely is at the helm. Barb Smith with Trafico Trafico. Ken Clay at the barbecue pit. Miss Fugazi at the service elevator. And Dave in acquisitions.
Yes.
Ken Clay, the former Ranger great. You don't remember Ken Clay?
Yes, I do. I just, why you referenced him?
Because it's his turn on the barbecue grill. Right. They're all going to get their turn sooner or later. We have about 45 minutes or so left. Everybody enjoy Joe Montana there?
He's a sweet man.
What a stud. Just what a
man,
great guy.
He is
guy.
A stud.
You know, he's...
He's like Staubach cool.
Exactly. He's Staubach-esque.
He is.
A guy that... You know, if you're just sitting there talking to him, you'd be like, so, what'd you do for a... If you didn't know what he did?
Yeah.
I mean, how would you know? His ego is zero. And the guy, like I said, man, I mean, you can make the case that he is... I mean, he's a top five player in the history of the league. You can make that case, and I like to see the guy argue that down.
And the thing is,
I wouldn't try to.
Wonder what it feels like, you know, to be him, that anytime you start talking about, you know, who are the three greatest quarterbacks of all time? You know, you can argue that it's Johnny Unitas. You can argue that it's Dan Marino or Otto Graham or whatever. But he's always in it.
Oh, yeah.
He's
yeah.
always,
hey, he's
in,
always
the,
in the discussion.
He's always in the discussion. And just, I mean, can you imagine, like, being his kid where you're just watching your dad do all that stuff?
To me, I mean, he was, like, the perfect quarterback. He never made mistakes. Yeah. Every pass was perfect. I mean, absolutely perfect.
And you know what? Without Joe Montana, this nonsense of a West Coast offense, you'd never hear about it.
That's right. Hey, nobody was doing that till he came along.
But he's the guy that did it, and then everybody tried to duplicate it and copy it, but it took a guy like him that was just so cool under pressure. You know, go back and watch the catch. I mean, how many quarterbacks would have panicked and tried to reverse field and run away? He just kept on. Little pump fake, threw it on the third one, over too tall Jones. Incredible, man. He was.
And you know, you're saying.
He says he was trying to throw the ball away, but. You know, every time I watch it, it seems to me like he and Dwight Clark had played together enough by then and knew each other so well that. Yeah, he was trying to throw it away, but he didn't throw it so high that there wasn't that shred of a chance that Dwight Clark might be able to go up there and get it. Just might. You know? I mean, he knew where he had to put the ball to leave himself that little margin, that little margin to where he might be able to go get it.
And, you know, you were asking about, you asked him in the beginning how he's received down here.
Yeah.
How can you, I know that he screwed the Cowboys over and the Longhorns, and if you're a Houston Cougar fan, he did that to you too, but... How can you hate him?
Yeah. I mean, he's a guy who always...
It's not like Terrell Owens
right.
or Joe Theismann or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he was never over the top with it. He always had great respect for the game, great respect for his opponents. And, you know, he's a guy who never really got involved in anything, you know, seedy off the field or anything like that, that we know of anyway.
And he married a Miss World.
The Nagzima girl.
She wasn't the hottest girl in her state or her country. She was the hottest girl in the world.
Wow. Remember the first Super Bowl I went to was the 49ers and the Broncos.
That ass kicking.
Of the highest order.
God.
Thanks to him.
Where it became just absolutely comical. And I just remember going to all those press conferences the week of. And even though it's three times what it is now, and you guys have all, you know what I'm talking about, the way it is now. It's three times more now than it was then. Just the mob of people around him at all times. And, of course, doesn't matter what quarterback you are. Tom Brady last year was the same way. But that's the first time I'd ever been exposed to that. And just seeing how that he would, basically stay there till the last person had whatever he needed.
My God, he walked out of this studio and there was 15 people standing in a circle waiting to get stuff signed. He stayed and took pictures until everybody done. All right.
And you know what? It takes.
And he had some place to be, you know?
It takes just as much energy to be like that than it does to be a complete jerk.
Hey, there's some guys that are local that are Hall of Famers that could learn a few things from guys like that, you know?
No doubt.
Yeah.
You were talking about.
And he's just
Oscar Sturgis.
Right.
Just a terrific guy. And he could have very easily have said,
no, man, I got to go. I got to get
but
on out of here.
He signed everything there was
or,
to sign.
Or, you know, when you're like, you know, let's talk about the catch and be like,
God. Man,
again?
I'm not really thinking about that right now.
How many times has he talked about that catch?
A million.
How many times? I mean, how many times has he recanted the story about playing in that sub-zero condition weather at the Cotton?
A million, but was there any reluctance at all to talk about those things with us?
None.
You think Joe Montana would have wanted to talk about the catch?
I can't wait for
tomorrow.
You know, for every time you read a story about, you know, Ray Lewis.
Skewer me
or
tomorrow.
Terrell Owens or the Ron Artest. You know, a guy like that comes in here.
Yeah.
That's got three times the skins than they will ever have. And then they act like a human being and just act great. And that just kind of restores your faith.
And he was a third round?
Yeah. We were talking about that with him in the break.
When did he get out of the porn business?
Why would you want to say something about him like that?
I was hoping he'd be listening.
I mean, the guy, well, that's why I'm hoping he's not. When here's a guy
what's
that came in here
about?
And gave
Hello,
us 30 and gave us 30 minutes of his time.
Yeah, was two nice, segments.
You know, and then you want to say, you want to run it like that. Can we please get on to Community Quick Hits?
6:18 here on The Ticket.
Everybody likes Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits.
Even Joe Montana.
Joe Montana likes Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits. Guitar.
All right, time for Community Quick Hits. Here's Cobra.
Rain, 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 my friends.
Well, tell me about it. I had to take Clyde out today. I had to take her out today.
Yeah.
She hates the rain so bad.
You know what?
And just won't go.
My dogs today, for the first time ever, didn't go. And now they're inside my house. I guarantee you there's going to be an enormous turd as a present when I come home.
In your house?
I guarantee you.
You just got to go make them. I just walked Clyde around, and she was just soaking.
They hate it.
And then when she finally bent down to
poop,
to go little potty, I had to bend down there with her and hold the umbrella.
You had to go too?
No, I didn't have to go too, but I did kind of kneel down where I could put the umbrella over where she could little potty.
So there's you little, were going big potty?
So there's little potty and big potty.
She had to tink.
And she had to do little potty. And
how funny would that be? Grego has to lead by example. I'm like, all right.
Enormous turd.
Like Jim Carrey and Me, Myself, and Irene.
Right.
That was an underrated movie, by the way.
Well, we're expected to get 3 to 4 inches today. Another couple inches in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And one woman's already died.
From what?
From big rain?
From big rain.
Or
yes.
Big potty.
From big potty. No, she like tried to cross a bridge in her car or something like that and got caught and tried to get out and the wind or rain or water or whatever you call it.
You know
pushed
what?
Her over the bridge, and she died.
You know what? I don't get it. Because on the news, and for years and years and years and years, they have these stories every year about don't drive. If you can't see the pavement, if it's that deep, don't drive across it.
Mm-hmm.
And every year,
we
have this. I mean,
absolutely.
Where people think they're just going to have an amphibious landing craft and get over.
If you haven't heard the Jane McGarry thing, find that, Justin. We need to play that again because Someone emails with a very good suggestion concerning Jane McGarry. Now, she goofed up last night pretty bad when she was talking about the Vibe Awards, and she tried to, well, I don't think she tried to say Snoop Dogg. I think she just didn't know who he was because she's so out of it.
I agree. Now, Ryan's just on this kick. Let's give her the benefit of the doubt.
She
and normally
have
I would
not know.
But I'm guaranteeing you, Ryan, she did not know who Snoop Dogg is.
You're giving her too much credit.
She must have heard that name before.
You know what? You don't watch Channel 5 News, do you?
Yeah, I watch it.
Well,
she must have heard that name before.
Some of the things that she says at the end of the newscast, I promise you.
She's out of touch, man.
She's too young to be out of touch.
Not like that. She is not that out of touch.
She's a news person. You know how many guys in the news?
She's not good. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Snoop Good Puppy Dog is a newsmaker.
I know, but I'm saying.
And news people know newsmakers.
Once again, Dale Henson didn't know who Motley Crue was.
Yes, he thought.
Motley Crue aren't newsmakers.
He called them.
They're always average spare Dick Hicks group.
No, but they've always in there because of the way they act and
Tommy Lee and Pamela.
Exactly.
Good gosh.
He didn't know who Motley Crue was.
I wonder if we still have that, because he was reading.
Motley Crue and the Scorpions.
Yeah, he thought it was all one band. He's like, I'd hate to go see Motley Crue and the Scorpions, thinking that they were playing down at Fair
Park. It was Motley Crue and his band, the Scorpions.
Right.
By the way, Joe Montana, during the break, wanted to know what David Lee Roth was thinking of.
Was he reading the story?
Yeah,
see, that's the benefit of leaving E-News stories lying around. Because I saw him there like, David Lee Roth is going to be an ambulance guy?
And the bubble over his head clearly said, what the hell kind of sports station is this?
Yeah. All right, play the McGarry.
The Vibe Awards came to an abrupt end last night. The legendary Quincy Jones and rapper Snoopy Dogg were presenting the Vibe Legend Award to hip-hop.
Sounds like she says Snoopy Dogg.
Snoopy Dogg.
No.
Carly Box.
Snoopy Dogg.
Snoopy Dogg.
Snoopy Dogg.
Snoopy Dogg.
Sounds like she's saying Snippy Dogg.
Snoopy Dogg.
Snoopy Dogg.
Snoopy Dogg.
Carly Box.
All right, so Tanner emails in and says she needs to be added to the round table for the Puff Daddy round table bit. So why don't we just tag her at the end for now and we'll just go through.
Assembled, don't we?
Uh-huh. I think so. Do you have Norm on the phone?
No, he actually is up here.
Oh, he's here. Hey, Norm. How you doing?
And it's is Eminem here on ISDN?
Yes.
Yes.
And, of course, you're here, Rhines.
Right.
Right.
So you guys just, I don't know, just wing it, impromptu it. And
right. Take it, Eminem. Start it, man.
We'll throw
it. MC, the Beastie Boys, Cool G Rap.
LL Cool J.
Cool G Rap, Master Ace.
I got one.
Jay-Z.
Oh. Rakim, Big Daddy Kane, Dr. Dre, all the N.W.A.
Ludacris.
KRS-One.
Snoop Dogg.
Tretch from Naughty by Nature. Nas.
50 Cent.
Tupac, Biggie, Jay-Z.
Snoopy Dogg.
Puff Daddy.
Oh, my God. It's here to stay.
It's even better now.
Snoopy Dogg.
All right, does that belong in the middle?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I don't know where it belongs. It belongs in there somewhere.
Well, yeah, it belongs in there somewhere, but maybe in the middle might be better.
I just love that we've added Jane McGarry to the round table of Norm, Reiner, Eminem, and her.
We're going to have to get her on the phone, or I guess on ISDN.
Yeah.
Maybe her and Eminem can share an ISDN line together.
Well, we're going to have to drop one at Channel 5, I guess, now.
Hey, is that Motley Crue and the Scorpions thing in there? I think it was at one time because I think it won an emergency break. I think I was working with Dale at the time, too. I was gribbling his show. I was his soundboard.
Yeah, those were good days for you.
Yeah, weren't they? Really productive. Let's see. The city of Bedford is broke. How, you ask? I don't know. It says the city of Bedford.
Is Wilmer Hutchins broke, too?
Yeah. But why is Bedford broke? It says the city of Bedford is reportedly nearly broke, and a new petition drive started by frustrated voters could repeal a tax hike that city leaders say they really need. Partially due to the lack of funds and lack of budget, we've lost 10 to 12 cops to other communities. We're not as competitive financially as other communities are. We're just going broke. How can a city be broke? What does that mean?
Easy.
They just don't have the money to pay anyone.
Spending their money wisely. Well, that's the city that spawned Gen X Davey. So it's fitting.
Is that shocking that everything that he touches eventually turns into manure?
That's not nice to say.
What is wrong with you? Be nice to him.
What's Davey ever done to you?
It's true, though. He's one of your best friends.
And it's just kind of funny, though. Well, I wish you guys would have been around back in the Davy days where...
Oh, boy.
And look who's talking in there anyway. He didn't write the ballad of Gen X Davy.
Yeah.
He did.
But Davy used to claim, you know, that... and it was true because he performed experiments on this. He said that if he walked into a bar, there would automatically, give him 2 minutes, and there would automatically be a 10-foot perimeter of space around him. Like that he would just disgust and repel people so much that there'd be this force field around him. I swear to God, we went into the Old Crow, because he was telling us this. I'm like, no way, Dave. He's like, I promise you. And so we go into the bar, and it's packed. And he goes kind of in the middle where everyone is. And no lie, after about 3 minutes, there he is.
I don't believe that.
By himself.
I don't believe that.
I swear to you. Why would I make that up, Davy?
I don't think you'd make it up, and I don't think you'd lie, but I think that there's a little bit of exaggeration. I don't believe that.
Davy, if he was listening, he would call in and attest to it.
But Corby's a witness to it as well.
Yeah, and I mean, I've
seen him. You know what? I don't understand that because Davy's a good guy, man.
I've seen him ward off chicks like freaking insect repellent.
Right.
Plenty of times.
He's a good guy.
He's a great guy.
We love people hate him. They don't hate him. They do too.
They feel awkward around him. They feel
Why?
The need to
he's a good guy.
Create space between him and
it's not like he stinks or anything. It's not like he's imposing.
He does have the red veiny bulbous nose.
It's not like he's imposing. It's not like that he's
which is intimidating.
Threatening in any way. He's just Davy. Now, he was a lot more useful when he had his Samuel Adams haircut.
Little Lord Fauntleroy or...
Fauntleroy.
Mm-hmm.
He's struggling, but...
What else?
All right, that's all the time we have.
There's got to be more.
There's a lot more.
Come on.
Do another.
Why is Bedford going broke? You didn't tell us.
Because Davy was born there. That's where we got to the root of the problem.
Nothing to do with it.
He says, if we want to provide the kinds of goods and services for our citizens that they have come to now enjoy, we simply must raise our tax rates. We have no money. Davy has bled us dry.
You got to attach that to Davy.
Yes, it does. The mayor says he is not allowed back in the city ever again. How funny would that be?
How do we get going down that trail?
I don't know, but it's not good.
Because you brought it up. You said he was from there. And no wonder they're broke.
Yeah, Ron, you're the one that said that. Blame it on
Yeah, but
Davy.
I hate him. Everybody knows that.
Why do you...
How can you hate
why
that
do you dislike
poor
he's harmless.
Soul?
He's never done anything
been,
to hurt you.
And as much as you feel for the tormented soul...
Right.
That guy, come on.
Is he tormented?
Oh, God, yes.
Daily. You should champion Davy.
You should champion
Davy. I would if I didn't hate him so much.
He basically is you. Maybe that's why you hate him so much.
Maybe it is, because I am self-hating.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. All right, that is Community Quick Hits. The Ranch Report with Mickey Spagnola is on the way.
Stuff.